Peter Klassen, though, before we go back to the calls, from the Bureau of Meteorology in Queensland. Let's find out what the weather really is going to be from an expert. Peter, great to have you on the program. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks, Dwayne.
So what is going to happen at 6:30 your time tomorrow night? And what might happen in the lead up to 6:30? What are we expecting?
So it's looking like there's a pretty good chance of it being a wet grand final. Looking at about a 60% chance of having some showers at some point during the game. Probably less likely to see any thunderstorms, though. Thunderstorms are likely to form inland of Brisbane tomorrow afternoon, and they probably won't get to the coastline until after the game's finished. So we're thinking about a 10 or 20% chance of thunderstorms in the region of the Gabba during the grand final, but more likely just to see showers during game time tomorrow.
Is that thunderstorms with lightning? Because lightning is the one thing that we can't play through. So we're not expecting any lightning late in the game?
That is thunderstorms with lightning. Again, just about a 20% chance of that occurring during the game time. I have seen the rule book. I think within 10 kilometres of the ground, if it does occur, they are liable to postpone the match for up to an hour, I believe. So there is a slight possibility of that occurring, but we do have our fingers crossed that we get the full game in without any thunderstorm activity around the ground tomorrow.
Boy, way to send a scare through us, especially if we end up getting extra time and it takes us into that time period. What about in the lead-up, in the 2 hours of the lead-up or the hour in the lead-up, we're going to get a bit of pre-game entertainment. Are they going to get rained on?
It becomes more likely towards game time. Still a chance of a shower, but it's really as you get later on to the afternoon and evening that the chance of those showers gets more and more likely. So they'd be less likely to get rained on. I will also mention it's probably going to be quite humid during the game time, even if we don't see any rainfall. So humidity is at about 75-80%, probably a bit higher than some of the Melbourne teams are used to playing in, although they have been based in the Queensland hub, so they might be acclimatising at this point. But, certainly could be a little bit humid and a bit dewy potentially for the players out there, even if it doesn't rain tomorrow night.
So you're an expert in dew. Does humidity mean more dew? And does Queensland get more dew as an issue for a slippery football than other states?
Yeah, so we have something called the dew point, and it's when the temperature reaches that we do see dew form, potentially. So the dew point will be sitting around 19 degrees Celsius during the match tomorrow. Our temperature's around 24, 23 degrees, but we often do see at the very ground level those temperatures a few degrees cooler. So, yeah, we just need those temperatures to come within a degree or so of that dew point for dew to form. So it is quite possible. Can't guarantee one way or the other whether it will form on the ground, but it certainly is a possibility there tomorrow night.
Have you got a theory on whether the dew does add to, I don't know how much you love your sport or not, Peter, but so are you a watcher of all sport? Do you think the dew does affect ball handling?
I do think it does. But lucky in Queensland that during our winter period, which most of the games have been played in so far, that it is actually quite dry. So really haven't seen much dew out there over the winter period. But this is really our first pick the perfect weekend for the grand final. This is really our first outbreak of those thunderstorms in the southeast and our first real dose of tropical air, which is carrying those higher dew points as well. So maybe not the best timing for the grand final for us in Queensland, but we're all still really looking forward to hosting it.
Great to have you, Peter, although you've painted a strange picture for us. Maybe some lightning later on, maybe some postponement if the lightning gets close enough and there's going to be dew and there's going to be rain. I appreciate your knowledge, Peter. I really appreciate you joining us. And I think our fan base has just rocked back in their chair a little. Thanks for your time. Good luck with your forecasting over the weekend.
No worries. Thank you, Dwayne.
Peter Klassen, Bureau of Meteorology. Wow, what about that?